Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, yes, coming to you live from the Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We got Randy Mueller, Rob, NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio analyst for the NFL, coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, some interesting stuff, and I hope we have the sound of this, Rob G, but Mike Tomlin, the longtime coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who has never, Rob, this is incredible, never had a losing record. And obviously a lot of people have thought that this could be the year where he does have a losing record. But right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, with running on the fumes.
Oh, they're gonna have a losing record.
Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know. They're 3-3 right now. And so they're 3-3. They've got some good victories. They got a victory, obviously, opening weekend over Buffalo. They beaten Denver, who's, you know, and Seattle, who's without Russell Westbrook or Russell Wilson. But still,
I know, you know what? That happens all the time. Ephraim just did it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does
exactly.
It.
Exactly. But so yeah, anyway, Mike Tomlin, Rob, his name has been kind of put out there as if he could be interested in the USC job. Now, first, do we have the sound of Carson Palmer? Okay, Carson Palmer, former USC great.
Yes.
Quarterback, obviously, and is on the committee that's kind of the search committee for USC. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, and here's what he said about Mike Tomlin.
Has Mike Tomlin hypothetically been discussed?
I'm sure he has. I think anybody is a potential candidate right now, and that's what's so great about the job, is it can lure an NFL guy in that's tired of their current situation and worried about, is Ben Roethlisberger gone? Is he done? Who are we going to draft? Does Mike Tomlin have to start over with a first-round young rookie quarterback? Everybody's on the table, being that job is so big and so coveted.
Hey, do we have the part where Dan Patrick told him it was the first he'd heard of Tomlin? Do we have that part of the sound? Get that if we can, because that was hilarious. But here's where it started. Ryan Clark, who of course played in Pittsburgh, he said publicly, and Ryan played at LSU, that he would like LSU to go after Mike Tomlin. All right. And then the former Buffalo Bills GM, Doug Whaley, who also spent a decade in the Steelers front office, he kind of threw Tomlin's name in the mix. And so then, to top it off, Carson Palmer on the Dan Patrick Show brings up Tomlin out of the blue, and you just heard Dan Patrick ask about it. So after the part you didn't hear, Rob, is that Carson Palmer said, is that the first you've heard about Mike Tomlin? And Dan Patrick was like, yeah, yeah. And then Carson Palmer's like, uh-oh. He knew he had screwed up. And
but it wasn't
Tomlin,
like a ringing. And it was just
no,
like,
it wasn't like he was saying
like,
it's done. But I do think, and we'll get to this in a moment from Mike Tomlin, hear it from the horse's mouth. I do think you don't talk about coaches like that aren't at all in play. You know what I'm saying? And I think Carson Palmer has heard, you know, just guys throw out Tomlin's name kind of with really no substance to it. And then he just kind of goes, and you're right. All he said was, hey, Tomlin, these are the reasons he might want to leave Pittsburgh. Yeah, it, but you me, know, like it
wasn't,
is.
It wasn't the, like, right. It wasn't like.
But you get what I'm saying. Like if you absolutely are not leaving this show and somebody's talking about you publicly, like, hey, Rob Parker might want to go. I mean, you know, it's been 3 years now with Broussard. I mean, you know, maybe it's getting a little stale, whatever. You know what I mean? And you're not even thinking that way. You're going to be bothered by it. It just generally people don't talk like that.
Right. If that's not where your head is, sure. Right. You don't want to be thrown out there where people think that something's going on behind the scenes or you're unhappy.
Right.
Or just the whole speculation. But a lot of times it's just because you've been successful. You know what I mean? It's just he's not a college coach. He didn't right. He's not a college coach. I don't look at him that way.
Not at all. Not at all.
But then again, you know, who am I thinking of? Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards. I didn't think of as a college coach either, and that's where he wound
up. But Herm, you know, Herm didn't really have any.
No. Right. But I'm just saying. NFL, yeah. But he wound up going to college, so. Maybe you don't have an alternative when you don't win to
right.
stay in the league.
If Tomlin was going to get fired and nobody else in the NFL wanted him, then sure. But anyway, Tomlin was asked about it, Rob, and here's what he said.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check. Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
I love his answer, Rob. That's how you shut something down.
No.
We've heard NFL coaches
about it.
We've
talked about it all the time, Chris, when people are like middle of the road. Don't you remember I had a problem with Urban Meyer? Remember that whole right? It was like lukewarm. Right. It was like, what? He didn't address it where in this case, Tomlin's like, there ain't a booster with a big enough check, blah, 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 blah. No. Never, I never say never, never. Like, right. There ain't no gray area there. What?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's a great answer. The one thing I didn't agree with, I don't know why he needed, I don't think he needed to bring up Sean Payton and Andy Reid. And I don't know, was there a racial implication? I have no idea. But my point is this, Rob. The reason he was asked about it.
Probably had a racial implication.
Okay, there you go.
That successful white coaches don't. But Urban Meyer's name came up for USC. I mean, his name came up.
And Nick Saban, remember Nick Saban with the Dolphins? It came up with a college job. If your name is thrown out there in an article or whatever, people are going to ask you about it. Right. And I don't – look, if Carson Palmer, Ryan Clark – and Doug Whaley don't say anything, then nobody's asking Mike Tomlin about this job.
Right, right. It was so put out in the atmosphere, yeah, right.
Right. I don't think it had anything to do with race or anything like that. But Rob, Mike Tomlin, he was right. He's got one of the best jobs in pro sports, not only because that's a successful franchise, but, Rob, they've had three coaches, including Tomlin,
in 80 years.
In the last 52 years. 52 years. Since Chuck Noll took over in 1969.
And Chuck Noll, what was he, 24 years? How many years did he coach?
I don't know exactly, but he was there. Yeah, I mean, he was there from,
you know,
what,
it 60, reminds
69
me of, it,
into the early, was it early 90s?
You know what,
or
it reminds me
into
of?
The 80s.
Chuck Noll reminds me of Walter Alston, who managed the Dodgers. Chris, and Walter Alston was the Dodger manager for 24 years. He never had a multi-year contract. He had 24 one-year contracts every year. 24.
What? Did that work out for him financially?
I don't think he made that much money back then. You know what I mean? But right. he never got a multi-year deal.
Well, Chuck Noll, Rob, there from 69 to 91. Last Super Bowl he won or got to, 1979. So they stuck with him for another 12 years.
Yeah, the last 10 years weren't good.
Right. Cowher was there from 92 to 2006.
And he won one Super Bowl, right?
He won a Super Bowl and went to two and won one. And Tomlin's been there since then, since 2007.
He went to two and won one. Right.
Yes, exactly. So there you have, like, number one, Rob, you're with a franchise that's loyal. I don't think you, especially with Tomlin's success, you don't have to worry about getting fired. He is one of the best coaches in the league, Rob, too. I know a few years ago, you know, kind of people piggybacked off what Terry Bradshaw said erroneously, that he's just a cheerleader. But I think since then, people have really looked at his record and be like, you know what? This dude is legit.
Well, I mean, you can't argue with the record. If you want to, you know, nitpick, you can look at his postseason record, 8-8, and that would be your only nitpicking. But he's been to two Super Bowls, Chris. I'm not going to – two Super Bowls. I always say, like, anybody can win one, and I think that's the only thing that he's lacking. If he wins another Super Bowl during his career, then he's going to be set. Not that he's not, like, one of the all-time great coaches because of his – not many guys get to stick around this long and not have a losing season, even if he has won this year.
Right.
That it by itself says a lot, because even some of the great coaches have had things happen, things not work out,
yep.
You have losing seasons. So that is definitely like a feather in his cap. But I think that definitely the Terry Bradshaw stuff, which I thought was really – like, you might not like the guy, Chris, and I know Bradshaw. See, the problem I had with Bradshaw and Tomlin was Bradshaw is a former Steeler.
Right. But so it seems like it was coming.
But, yes.
People take it with a little more validity, right.
And Chris, he knows the organization. He talks to people behind the scenes. Like you, if you're Terry Bradshaw, you got a coach who's won a Super Bowl and all that, and you're going on national television or on radio and calling a guy a cheerleader.
Right.
Like, not, I don't think he's a great coach. I think they should win more. He doesn't handle the offense right. Like, you could criticize him. I don't have a problem. Terry Bradshaw could criticize him all he wants. But to call a guy a cheerleader, like that's the ultimate disrespect to me.
Well, Rob, no doubt about it. And I agree with you. I was caught up by a home run. Did you see it by the Astros? Solar?
Home run
in the first inning. Yeah, I'm sorry, the Braves. Yeah, off the Astros. 1-0.
Right, the Braves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long way to go, but there's something about the Braves, Chris.
Right at the top.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Something about the Braves.
I think it was the third pitch of the game. So anyway, I'm with you on that. Now, and even the Tomlin's postseason record, Rob, Sean Payton is 9-8. Yeah, and he's won one Super Bowl. Pete Carroll's 11-10, and he's won one Super Bowl. You know, Andy Reid, 17-15, one Super Bowl. So, you know, I don't even hold Tomlin's postseason record against
I'm not saying I'm holding against, but if somebody wanted to use something, and they could use it on those guys too. Andy Reid got dragged through the mud, Chris, for a long time. Let's be honest.
Until he won the Super Bowl.
Am I right? I mean, he was winning. He went to four NFC championship games with Philadelphia.
Right.
And nobody, he didn't get respect, did he?
Right. But
he was called the choke artist.
Last thing I'll say is this, Rob. If you've got a secure job in the NFL, why in the world would you want to go to college? And I think that's why Tomlin was so strong, right? Like,
the headache of college,
going
Chris,
to class and pressing
and
the boosters.
And keeping up with all the kids and what are they doing? And they got girls in the dorm and oh my God. I mean, like who
potential
wants
scandals,
that?
Scandals. I got to impress the boosters. You know, you don't have to deal with any
I got to shake hands, kiss babies. Right.
Strictly football. You're paid handsomely. The franchise you're with is loyal. No way. No way he's got to worry about that. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Why doesn't Mike Tomlin get the full respect that he thinks he deserves as one of the best coaches in the NFL? We say he because he threw out Sean Payton, threw out Andy Reid, as if he doesn't get the same respect as those guys. So what's your opinion on that, even if you disagree with Tomlin's assertion? All right, we'll continue the conversation with you next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We still need a name. Rock and Roll Tuesday. We'll come up with something. But DJ Alex Teicher in the crates dealing some rock and roll. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, it's time for the Breeders' Cup, folks. And they come to the Breeders' Cup from every corner of the globe. The best thoroughbreds from around the world with one goal in mind, the title of world champion. Visit BreedersCup.com/2021 for more information and catch all the live action on November 5th and 6th. 877-99 on Fox, Rob. Mike Tomlin, is he not as respected as he should be in the National Football League or its fans? Your turn to weigh in. What you got?
And it is 2-0 Braves. Unbelievable,
yeah, they're all over
Chris.
Valdez.
Yeah.
All over him.
Yep. So it's 2-0 going to the bottom of the first. So, you know, that happens sometimes. Really good pitchers struggle that first time out. And there it is. Amazing. All right. All right, let's get to the calls. Let's kick it off with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how y'all feeling?
Doing good.
Brother, how are you?
Good. I'm good. I got 2 points to make. I think that I don't think black coaches in general get the respect they deserve in the NFL. I look at, Pat Hamilton, he was on track to be a head coach, got fired out of nowhere because forgot to try to save his job. I look at Jim Caldwell going to the Super Bowl.
Jim Caldwell has been totally disrespected. He was with the Colts when they were 14-2 that year, and the Lions can't win anything. He went to the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, his last 3 years, and they ran him out of town. Right.
They ran him out of town, and they haven't won as many games since then as he's won. But now that I just think that, you know, Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the NFL, bar none. I don't care how you slice it up. And I think he mentioned Sean Payton and Andy Reid because they're 10-year coaches like him. So I think that's kind of why it came up. I don't think it was racial from my standpoint. I just think he named coaches that had his type of tenure with their team. I would say this. I think that the LSU job is a real possibility because, you know, LSU, USC are there as good a job as a bottom 10 NFL jobs. You don't think they can pay?
He's not in a bottom 10 NFL job.
Right, he ain't going. Organization.
Two,
I don't see him going to LSU either. I don't buy that.
I wouldn't. Look, if he gets fired and he can't get a job in the NFL, sure. But why would I take a college job, right? I want to coach football. I don't want to deal with all the other mess.
I told you before, an NBA coach who I knew who went to college, Chris, after he got fired in the NBA, said he couldn't. He hated it. Hated college.
Right.
He was like, I'm a babysitter. And then he said, going to recruit, I got to go into people's living room and beg an 18-year-old kid to come to school. He said it was demoralizing.
I totally agree.
That's what he said. Let's go to Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good,
brother. Man, your Braves are out to a good start. I'm just guessing.
We finally going to get a title in that Atlanta.
Man, it's early, brother. Slow down. Slow down.
But, I wanted to say that should definitely piggyback off of what the last caller said is, we all know as black men that it's hard to get the recognition and things that you deserve. You have to feel like you have to do 10 times what your counterpart has to do just to get some just due. This man he should be solidified. He got 2 Super Bowl championships. And he feel like he don't get no credit.
He got one. He went to two.
And but the thing is a reason why I just think that is just because he named those two. You got to look at the coaches that he named. They were all white coaches. And look at Eric Bieniemy. He still can't get a head job, and he already won a Super Bowl as an offensive coordinator. So I think he just feel like as a totality of black head coaches don't get, they just do.
That's undeniable. That is undeniable.
We just
Eric
talked about it.
How about Byron Leftwich? He deserves a job at some point.
Why not? Most of the time.
Everybody's talking about Kellen Moore. Are they talking about Leftwich like that?
Right. Kellen Moore, they haven't won anything in Dallas. Well, he's an offensive genius. So, you know, that's always the tag. But isn't it about winning? And usually the players come off of the coaches come off of teams that have won, usually, right? Like the coordinators. How about Drew in New Jersey? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
And I want to piggyback off of one of the callers say about college. It's a totally different job. As a college coach, you're a GM. You're not a coach. Dabo Sweeney does virtually zero X's and O's. You look at Nick Saban, not a lot of X's and O's. I just people don't realize they're not the same job. Pretty much a GM.
Good point. Right. All right. We got our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, joining us in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest, you hear him every week, former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports NFL radio analyst, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Doing great, guys. What's going on?
We're good. Look, we were just talking about the Mike Tomlin situation, and you obviously, you know, his name was mentioned for the USC job. He shut any of that speculation down today. And my thing is, if I'm an NFL coach with job security, which he has being in Pittsburgh with his success with the loyalty of the Rooneys, why? I wouldn't even be thinking about looking at a college job. Can you just talk about the difference in all that goes into coaching in college versus all that goes into coaching in the NFL? Like, I just, you don't have to deal with the recruiting, the babysitting the grades, right. The boosters, all that. Like, talk about that.
Well, I think it's a whole different can of worms for sure. You guys mentioned most of the differences. You also are dealing with a lot of parents. You're dealing with ancillary issues that you don't have to deal with in the pros, that's for sure. The thing I hear most when college coaches come to the pros is they love it because it's just football. They get to coach ball. They get to relate to the players. They get to spend all day with the players, teaching, putting in their game plans. If you're a purist, that's what you want to do. The other stuff is necessary to compete at the college level, but there's so many other people involved with trying to figure out your future that it's just a hard one to solve. I just think a guy like Tomlin, I don't think he's interested in that. I think that came from the media side. I don't think he would pursue that at all. I just think he did a great job of, in my opinion, shutting it down. Hey, and I've been in Miami when Nick said, I'm not going to Alabama. So I understand that. And it could think that's why it never is really never until it is, right?
Right.
Right. Well, he said, never say never. Never. Right. No, you're right. He did shut it down. Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. How real are they? And obviously, you go to Baltimore and win like that and, you know, run them out of the stadium, people are going to feel good about the Bengals.
Yeah, I think it's clear that the Bengals are on the trend upward. Offensively, I think Burrow and Chase get all the accolades, but you really can look at their defense as being part of the equation as well. They have two guys that are rushing the passer now as well as anybody in the league. Trey Hendrickson, who they got from the Saints as a free agent, and Sam Hubbard, who has been with the Bengals, but together they have more pressures than anybody in the league. So they're playing good on defense. Jesse Bates kind of captains that secondary. That was a referendum game for them, and I'm not saying that they've solved all their issues, but it sure was a confidence builder for them. They talked like they had a chance going into last week, so it didn't shock me. But at the same time, not many people take apart the Ravens, like you mentioned. So kudos to the Bengals. We'll see how it shakes out, if they can sustain it. But, gosh, I they have been down for so long, it's good to see them have their day in the sun for sure.
Randy, there are reports coming out just within the last hour and a half that the Texans and the Dolphins have agreed to the terms of a trade for Deshaun Watson. The Texans reportedly, I'm sorry, the Dolphins are trying to get Watson to settle. Like, they want him to settle with the, you know, the people who are accusing him of these crimes before the trade is consummated. I just want to go and ask you this from it's a different angle. If I was Houston, I would want Tua in that deal. I've seen enough from Tua
they
to
don't
think,
want him.
Okay, there's potential there. Maybe he can become something. Where are you at on Tua? And if you were running the Texans, would you feel that way?
Well, I think Tua maybe is a step above Mills, who they're going with now. I don't happen to be a giant Tua fan. I think there's some flaws there that you can see week in and week out. But I will say this. I don't know that Dolphins have done right by Tua either. The same guys that are making this trade made Tua the fifth pick in the draft last year. So there's some flip-flopping going on there as well. The whole thing is, I mean, it sounds great to get all these cases settled, but how do you settle the criminal part of it? I mean, that's not up to anybody but the courts, right?
Right.
I understand that the criminal part is the one that would bother me, and there's a grand jury that's going to convene at some point, and there's going to be a lot of information exchanged. So I don't know how you make a deal like this when you'd never know, but we've talked about that before. So I guess time will tell. Maybe there's smarter heads that will prevail. The one thing that doesn't get talked about enough, and those of us that have been in the league a while, the league office is going to weigh in on this at some point. They're like Big Brother, right? They're overseeing
the other shoe's going to drop, right?
Yeah, they're not saying much. They're letting it kind of hang out there. At some point, they're going to come down and make a ruling on this thing, and it could throw any plans to the curb. I just don't know how you can make a deal when there's still so many unknowns.
Let me ask you about the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan. I don't know how well you know him, comes from football royalty and his dad or whatever, and he's an offensive genius. I say he's a guy who cost two teams two Super Bowls. That's what I say. And now they've lost like seven in a row, and his record's not that good in San Francisco. What do you make of him and where the 49ers are going? Is this all about injuries? Is this about him, or is it a combination? Where are you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just don't know if they're good enough. They've had one winning season in Kyle's tenure there. That was right. Obviously a Super Bowl run, so it was very good. But let me just compare for comparison's sake. They're fixing to run Matt Nagy out of Chicago at 31-24. Kyle's record is worse than that. It's not
right.
Even close to that. So,
right.
You know, I don't know. I mean, they have the players that they want. He's given away future capital now for Trey Lance. I don't see him being the answer. I mean, his response last week after the game with the Colts about Garoppolo was, well, I think he's our guy. Well, that confidence is waning as well.
But yeah,
I think
a coach says, I think, then what does that mean?
Well, and the thing is, I don't know that they have the answer in Trey Lance. That's not a deal that I could have made on draft day. They gave away a bunch of next year's picks to get up to get Trey Lance, who has the smallest body of work of any of these guys. So I've been saying from day one, Trey Lance is a year away from being a year away.
Wow, that's interesting because so many people, you know, really like Lance. Obviously, they do in San Francisco.
Chris, let's go here real quick. I want to follow up with Justin Fields. And Chris and I had talked about this, that obviously they must have seen something in practice where they just didn't feel – but everybody else wanted to push him and say, oh, no, give him the job. He'll never give it up. And just put him in and play. He hasn't played well. What do you make of him?
It seems like, Randy, this idea that you've got to start a first-round draft pick quarterback, like right away, it just seems like it's not working for a lot of guys. And I think patience is needed. Where are you at on that?
Well, I would agree with that. I do think patience is needed, and there's going to be a learning curve. And some of us thought going into this draft last year that beyond Zach Wilson and beyond Lawrence in Jacksonville, that these other guys would all need some time. And for my money, Justin was the third best quarterback, but he wasn't ready for prime time either. The hard part about what's happening in Chicago is the surrounding cast is not good enough to really judge what he has. I think that's the bottom line, and their offensive line hasn't produced. Their defense is underachieved for the players that they have. I think the question at the end of the day in Chicago is, do you trust Matt Nagy with the future of kid? I mean, if you can answer that, then there's probably where you're at.
I just think, you know, and you brought up his record or whatever, but it feels like it's going the other way. That's just how he's been there. And it just doesn't feel like it's going in the right direction. If I'm running the Bears, I think it's time to make a move.
I don't disagree. I just think that is the answer that everybody's going to look for, because I got news for you. Justin Fields is going to be there, and he's probably going to be there 4 or 5 years. So you better prop him up with the best group he can, right. And as soon as he can start learning something new, probably better off to do it.
All right, Randy, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Yep.
And look at this, Chris. The Astros got the bases loaded in the first inning, two out.
Two outs.
Come back.
The two outs, you know these
runs.
They
get two out hits, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. These runs are coming in. All right. Tom Brady just took a verbal shot at half of the NFL. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. And it's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. A lot of people feel like, Discover, where can I use that? Can I use it as many places as Visa? Yes! 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So just get that myth out of your mind. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply.
Have you ever had a Discover, Chris? I did. Discover card?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So definitely go get that. discover.com/yes. Rob, I thought you were going to mention that the Astros did strand those men with the bases jammed.
Did you see the play by Albies?
Yep.
Yeah, he made a good play at second base.
It was a good play. I thought it might get through, or at least be deep enough where, you know, he could beat it out. But
he could beat it out, yeah, and Albies. They would get a run. But he's, 2-0, and the Atlanta's off to a leadoff single to start the second inning. So it's interesting so far, but it's real early, only the second Absolutely. Inning, and a lot.
There's All right, Rob. Look, this Peyton Manning, Eli Manning alternative broadcast, they're calling it,
right,
on ESPN2 with Monday Night Football. It's becoming a thing. I mean, I have to admit, I haven't watched a ton of it.
I don't get it, and I'm going to say this. And I know everybody's different, and I guess it's on ESPN. It's on ESPN2, right?
ESPN2, right.
Which is regular cable. Why split the broadcast? I don't like, if you're ESPN, I know you could put the numbers together, but why compete against yourself and your other broadcasters? I find that interesting.
I hear you, because it's all about ratings, but I guess they're looking at it as our ESPN2 ratings are going to skyrocket. You know what I mean? I guess you can combine them. Maybe I'm sure
what I'm saying.
Why
would you? Why? I just don't understand to compete against. It's not like you're on, ankle high TV,
right?
For people who don't have cable or whatever. But you're talking about, you're talking about something way different from that. You know what
I
mean?
I totally get what you're
saying. ESPN2 is like right next to ESPN.
If you don't put anything on, everybody's going to watch the game.
Right.
So I guess they figured they get more fans overall, but to combine the ESPN and ESPN2, they lose a few on ESPN. I mean, that's the only thing.
My
that makes
point
sense.
Is, if you think that Eli and what you call and you like what they're doing, then just let them do the game that way and dump the rest. I don't know.
I don't think. I prefer. I mean, a little bit I've heard. I prefer the more professional broadcast.
I like the game. I want to watch the game. Right. I want to know some stats. I want to know what's going on.
And
they're
kind of doing that too.
But it's
they're watching
chatter.
The game, obviously, but they're interviewing guys. I do see a benefit to it, Rob. While I may prefer the regular broadcast, look, you're hearing, obviously, Peyton Manning's an all-time great, and Eli will be a Hall of Famer. So you're hearing from two Hall of Famers, not to mention their guest, just talk about the game the way they watch it,
let
which
Rob
there's
G.
a benefit there.
Rob G, real quick. He's younger. I'm just curious with Rob G, which broadcast. Maybe it's for the younger kids who won't listen to a regular game. Do you know what I mean,
Chris?
Well,
they
have
Marshawn Lynch and Tom Brady. That's a pretty good line. And then a few others, Sue Bird.
Yeah, but you could have that on regular. Let them do the game and have them interview those guys during the game.
They're not polished enough. I think that's what they're thinking. Not without a lead guy.
Rob G, are you watching the alternative broadcast?
No, I like to actually watch the game when I'm watching the game. You know,
so do
I. And here's the thing about those kind of broadcasts is anything worth watching is going to be up on Twitter anyways. So, the Tom Brady bit we're going to play here in a second, I saw that on Twitter. I didn't need to watch broadcast to get it.
But it must be, I don't know, what are people saying about it? It seems like people love it. At least
what Rob G's saying is, I bet you most of the people saw it on Twitter or social media.
No, I agree with that.
It's why the ratings are 10 times more for the actual broadcast than.
Well, it's because the game. Right. And I prefer.
Because they're both watching the game. The game's on both broadcasts. Right. But if you're going to watch the game, you want to watch the game. You don't want to hear guys talking about the game. You know what I mean?
No,
I mean, you hearing guys talk about the game anyway on the regular broadcast.
Yeah, but they're not the focus.
I like them.
The game
doing,
is the focus.
Right,
right. There you go. Rob G just nailed it. The focus is the Mannings and on that broadcast, and the focus on the game is the game.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been watching it really, but it seems like they're getting love. But here's Brady. He said something interesting last night. Here he was.
And the defense, would you give them any credit for being, smart enough to figure that out, jumping? No, I wouldn't. I mean, believe me. Have you ever been in some of those defensive meeting rooms? I mean, you wonder why they play defense. And after about 2 minutes, you go, yep, they can never be an offensive player. So, defense is kind of like a dog chasing a car. Just get the guy with the ball. So, obviously we had a lot of great defensive players.
Quickly, Rob, I think he's joking around. I think he's playing around. I don't think it'll be any issue with his defensive players in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I think if anybody on another team wants to take it seriously and maybe hammers him or something, okay.
No, I'm just saying.
But yeah,
I
think he's fooling around.
Yeah, I just think that it was don't make it like it's not a skill to play defense and, be able to make plays and – couple of Super Bowls, he got helped out by the defense. That's all. I just thought it was weird.
A couple. Yeah. But don't you think he's just fooling around? I mean, I get it. You say it on national TV, people can interpret it however they want.
Right.
But I think he was with.
Well, he cleaned it up at the end. Well, there's a lot of great defensive players. Like,
yeah,
he threw that out there because he knew, what did I just say?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it is 3-0 Atlanta. 3-0 Atlanta.
Yeah. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got 1 hour left on, what is this, a Rock and Roll Tuesday? No, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Lock it!